Abstract artwork may seem overwhelming at first. The viewer is assaulted with an abundance of shapes and colors, all which seem to have no concrete meaning. At first glance at abstraction windows, one may see a stained glass window. Or maybe your eyes travel to the black triangle in the center of the piece. Or possibly you are engulfed by the colors of blue, black, yellow, and red. What do you feel when you first see this? Happy? Intrigued? Confused? When one views abstract art, the possibilities of interpretation are endless. I wonder what Jean Rirousseau was thinking when she painted this. Jean Rirousseau was born in 1870 in the town of Cannes, France. As a child, she loved to go to museums and analyze the artwork. Before beginning her career as an artist, she worked for The Sick, a prestigious literature magazine where she provided sketches to cover the pages. She befriended Juan Gris and George Brock, famous artists at the time. The artist shared the same style of painting as her colleagues, which was based on scientific principles of color, light, and geometry, also known as cubism. The artist created this work between the time of 1910 and 1915 in France. She later died at age 86 in 1956. Abstraction windows uses the colors of blue, black, yellow, and red. When I first observed the artwork, I saw squares around the outside, decreasing in size, rotating, and changing color as the borders meet. Two shapes of green, and a stained glass window in the center. Realizing the piece consists of geometric shapes, I noticed that these shapes become more and more complex and compact the closer they get to the center. The piece could have a simple meaning, or an extremely complex one. Could this be a window looking to an alternate universe? Or a simple stained glass window looking outside? Abstract art could be understood in many ways. The real questions are, how does this make you feel? And how do you view the piece? As Margaret Wolfe Hamilton stated, beauty is in the eye of the beholder. This is Randall Schmidt with another Bulldog Podcast. Thank you for listening.